Right now on VFN TV, Julian Assange says that everybody's system, every company has been hacked. All their computers have been hacked. Reports are right now that the NSA, that gathers all the data on all of us, including our phone calls, they have been allegedly hacked by a particular shadow dealer, and they're selling the information or the malware that they use to be able to gather this information. Just crazy days. Also, we're going to have a Kenneth Hagin prophetic word that was given. Is today, is that word coming to pass today? And finally, we're going to be talking about a prophetic word the Lord showed about a huge harvest of people just coming to the Lord. There were so many people that you couldn't even see the end of them. And all we had to do was just say, come, because God had prepared their hearts. Today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos.
Terrifying storms, lasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is we've been infiltrated.
Who do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county by county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about 1 million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the checks.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto
dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law.
Per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, everybody seems to have a computer today. Everybody has a mobile device, a phone, an iPad, or some sort of gaming station. They have a desktop or a laptop, but all these computers. And you think about it, you call that your computer. But do you know there's people today that are reporting that everybody's computer is accessible to anybody? They can get all your information off that computer and use it ever how they want to use it. As a matter of fact, Julian Assange, who's founder of WikiLeaks, he's in Russia now, but he was given an interview on CNN. They asked, in the middle of this whole interview, when they're talking to him about, you know, are you sure this particular company's computers are being hacked, or the Democratic National Convention reportedly was being hacked? And they're talking to him about that. And this is what he said, which is very powerful. Let's take a look at what he said about hacking of computers, which means getting into your computer, your company computer, your business computer, your bank's computer. And we're going to find out in a few moments, even NSA, the America's national security computer. Let's take a look.
So you should understand, I'm a computer security expert for 20 years. Everything is hacked by everyone, basically. If you're a major company, major political party, you end up getting hacked or attempts at hacking by criminal hackers, by ideological hackers, by insiders, by nation states, etc. That's very normal.
So the thing about this is that first of all, a corporation owns that operating system, such as Microsoft or Intel, or they own that, especially these social media networks. And so it's just a board of directors in a company who makes money off the bottom line. They're gathering all that information on you alone. Now imagine somebody being able to go through all of your information and your banking information and your personal information and your corporate secrets, how you've written out your vision for your company and how your company's going to proceed and how you're dealing with competition and that type of thing. Well, if anybody would know, it'd be the founder of WikiLeaks that actually shares about all these different places that have been hacked or gone somewhere to get the information, which would be illegal hacking, but you know, murder is illegal and it still happens, and that's happened. But listen to this. This is from Glenn Beck. He's talking about it on a program, saying that the malware, which is programming that somebody can put on your computer, and it will just do whatever they want. It'll gather the information. It'll tell them whatever they want. But it's called malware. So when you hear the word malware, when Glenn's talking about it, he's talking about NSA, our government, has the ability to spy on folks, and they put this malware on some country's computers or whatever, and it would come back and tell them everything. Well, now they've been gathering all this information allegedly on us, America, NSA, and somebody has hacked the NSA, allegedly. Let's take a look.
I want to talk to you a little bit about shadow brokers. Shadow brokers, now this is according to Foreign Policy, a very respected magazine, and they broke a story yesterday on the shadow brokers. Apparently, they claim to have broken into the NSA and hacked their way in and stolen malware. Now, I want you to listen to this, because they have posted some of the malware files over the weekend online. The hackers have made one set available for free. The other remains encrypted and is the subject of an online auction payable only in Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. The set includes the so-called shadow brokers' best files. If they receive at least 1 million Bitcoin, the equivalent of $550 million, they will post more documents and make them available for free. The set of files available for free contains a series of tools for penetrating network gear made by Cisco, Juniper, and other major firms. Targeting such gear, which includes things like routers and firewalls, is a known tactic of Western intelligence agencies like the NSA and was documented in the Edward Snowden files. Some code words referenced in the material Monday, Banana Glee and Jetplow, match those that have appeared in documents leaked by Snowden. Security researchers analyzing the code posted Monday say it is functional and includes the computer codes for carrying out espionage. This is significant, really significant, for a couple of reasons. This is the first time I've ever heard of some sort of, would you call this like a hostage situation in a way? Or espionage? It's a hostage situation, really. Country is being held hostage. And it's being done in Bitcoin. They're not asking for cash. They're asking for cryptocurrency, which is completely untraceable. That's significant. That shows these guys, you know, the world they're living in. And it is not this world that they're living in. The other reason why this is so dangerous is if they could hack into the NSA, what can't they hack into? If our NSA is, if they could go in and hack the servers of the NSA and then take their files, and I don't mean their files like on us, they're taking their software that they use to conduct espionage on people. If they can go in, take the software off of their servers, and then have the to sell it, who are we dealing with? Who are we dealing with? I mean, that's stuff that gets you a bullet in the head, you know, walking down a dark street one night. You'll be hunted by the CIA and the federal government for the rest of your life. You know, I think it would be a vacation to have a fatwa on you. Seriously, rather than taking on the NSA like that. Would you agree with that? Which one's going to get you by the end of life? Which one is for sure going to kill you and never forget?
Right. CIA.
I mean, with, you know, the resources.
Yeah, you're just not going to. If the leak is a genuine sample of NSA code, which so far all researchers say is the case, then this month's season of information warfare has taken yet another bizarre turn in a span of several weeks. Russian hackers have posted hacked emails and other documents on a mysterious site known as DCLeaks.com. Some hackers have infiltrated the Democratic National Committee and put them on WikiLeaks. The Clinton campaign argues that Moscow was intervening in the election in favor of Moscow-friendly Republican nominee Donald Trump. To muddy the waters, the person calling themselves Guccifer 2.0, and which intelligence agencies and security researchers say is a Russian invention, has surfaced to take credit for the attack on the DNC and other political institutions. Okay, first of all, let's break this down. Did you hear, by the way, what Guccifer released when he released all the phone numbers of everybody in Washington? We haven't really talked about that. Have you seen this? So he released all of the private phone numbers, all of their passwords, everything else. One of the passwords from the DNC the DNC is a subscriber to the Blaze, apparently. And they're...
Thank you.
I'll take their money, and I'm happy to take their money. But they're a subscriber to the Blaze, and the password is nutjob. which I thought was hysterical.
Cute.
But anyway, so they're taking stuff from the DNC. But if this is Russia doing this, which I think it is, I mean, either that or it's 20-something, you know, kids that don't have a clue of who they're messing with. Who do you think is doing this? Do you think this is just a group of renegade hackers or people like the Russians? Which is more likely? Should ask Brad Thor. We should get him on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it could be either, but I mean, when you talk about breaking into something that complicated,
NSA,
like, you need national backing and resources.
What is Edward Snowden doing these days?
Yeah, he's in Russia. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know. So they're hacking into the NSA. If this traces back to Russia, that's an act of war. Mm. You don't hack into the NSA.
They've been doing it like crazy. China's been doing it, and we've done nothing about it.
I mean, not to the NSA. Not taking our stuff and just posting it. They always deny it.
Well, I saw Jason Bourne, and there was a group of kids who were like 20, 21, just a bunch of nerds hanging out in some dark, crappy warehouse, I think in Budapest or Prague.
Oh, yeah, I did see
And they
that.
All just got together.
I don't think that was a documentary.
I have
seen the documentary of Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot has a bunch of kids in an amusement park. I don't know why we don't shut them down.
We need to stop them. We need to find them. It's amazing, though, if that technology exists, and I'm pretty sure it does for us, the Jason Bourne technology, the NSA, the CIA was finding out immediately what they were doing in real time. And then dispatching assets to try to deal with the problem. I mean, do we not do that? How does the NSA and the CIA not monitor this stuff, find it out, and then trace it back?
Work hand in hand.
I mean, is that just movie fiction? Because I think we can do that.
Well, I mean, you know, you'd get some complaints from government types and security types that would say this is the type of stuff that libertarians want to stop.
Well, I don't think they want to stop it when they're knocking on the door of the NSA's
certainly
encrypted files, and you're seeing that, then you should deal with it, right? You should.
Right. I mean, I think it's difficult to detect, right? Like, I mean, the DNC hack was one of these situations where they were there for, 6 months?
Yeah.
Six months inside this. I mean, it's amazing that these things can happen. And I know there's a separation.
A little difference between the DNC.
We're being taken apart. If you have the you have the NSA taken apart. I mean, the NSA, that has all our files too. That has that has every phone call anybody in the country has made. You go to Salt Lake and you look at the NSA complex there in Salt Lake. You go ahead. You just go up to the gate and try to get in. They take security wildly seriously.
Yeah, they do.
You're not hacking into that place if you're nobody. Listen to this. This is their actual words. We find many, many equation group cyber weapons. You see pictures. We give you some equation group files for free, you see. This is good proof. No? You enjoy. You break many things. You find many intrusions. You write many words, but not all. We are auction the best files. Okay.
They're obviously not American.
Yeah. Let me just do this. We follow group traffic, the equation group source range. We give you files for free. You see, good proof, no? You enjoy. You break many things. You find many intrusions. You write many words. We auction best files, yeah? I mean...
So they're Swedish?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of written like my friend the Prince.
Elites. Elites is making laws protect self and friends, lie and F other peoples.
And it's tough to know. I mean, I always feel like the standard thing to think is they would have the ability, if they could do this level of hacking, they'd have the ability to figure out what the right words were in English to not look like morons. We actually found recently, though, that one of the reasons why, you know, when you get those shady emails from Nigeria, and there was like, me, Prince.
My friend, the Prince.
Yeah, it's like, but it's written completely.
Wait, that's not real.
Oh, you.
Sorry.
You didn't
know? I just sent him all my money.
Okay, well, you're fine.
I'm going to be rich tomorrow.
Yeah, your Prince is probably legit, but I think a lot of people get hackers, you know, and scammers that do that. And they're always, the language is always terrible. And the joke always is like, why don't they just freaking figure out how to say this right before they email everybody? Well, what they found when they studied this was that the people who were smart enough to realize the language was bad never responded to the emails. So it was a way for them to filter out fakes coming back to them. They realized that if people found it was if it was smart enough.
So you're looking at this conversation that's being had is that the NSA, where they gather all of the security information, all the data information, and they put it in these huge buildings, which you probably can see right now, that's where they're putting all of our data. Well, they've been hacked. And not only is the information potentially being hacked, but how they're hacking, how the NSA is gathering this information from all these sources around America and around the world. These are very important times to pay attention, because you add this to everything that's going on with Putin getting involved, with the Dmitry Dudeman prophecy talking about how something would happen in the center of the United States and that people would go with the resources to be able to work on that. And all of a sudden, Russia would come and begin to hurt our nuclear power plants, where we're creating nuclear power in America. I mean, that's what's prophesied about. But you're looking at these things just unfold again and again and again. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about a prophecy that was given by Kenneth Hagin. Although it was some time ago, it hasn't happened yet. Is it happening as we speak? Think about Russia, communism, and racial tensions taking place. That's what he's talking about. Join us after the break.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Nobody even comes close to comparing to Jesus. He's the firstborn of every creature. He's the firstborn by his resurrection of those from the dead. Who shall declare his generation? He is one with us, but he's definitely beyond us. He's great in his nature. His nature is incomprehensible. He is incomparable. He is divine. He's unique. He's equal with God. He's one with the Father. He filleth all things, yet is not contained by all things. All things were made by him, of him, and through him, and to him are all things. He is before all things. By him does all things exist. He is God. He is man. He's as truly God as if he were not man, yet completely and perfectly man as if he were not God. He's a perfect man with no stain, no spot, no original sin, no actual sin. He was the perfect, blameless, sinless Son of God. He stands alone, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. So, you know, one more thing on the cake here, obviously. One more thing's taking place. But data, everything's being pushed into, you know, we no longer have pieces of paper, which you should have. If you haven't yet signed up for the Torch newsletter, you need to go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and sign up for it. Immediately, you will be sent a gift. It's called Prudent Preparation. In the email, you can listen to it. And it talks specifically about these days.
Yeah.
That you have to begin to prepare. If you don't have a printed copy of something like your bank account or a title for a vehicle or just your power bills, that you actually paid your power bills, and you're just letting things be done on your phone or your computer, then you're just left at them telling you, you owe us 6 months, you're 6 months behind.
But John Paul Jackson prophesied that. He sure did.
So these things are taking place. Well, one word that was given by Kenneth Hagin back in 1963, you think, well, why would we bring that up? Well, it hasn't happened yet, but we're starting to see that happen. You think about, they're saying Russia, based on what Glenn was just saying, looks like they're the ones that are hacking into our NSA, which is a really formally, by the way, for this generation, these are bad things, but they're not responding as if it's a bad thing.
Right.
Like, normally you go to war when something like that happens. And so
it's an act of war.
All these different things that happen. And so they hacked our NSA, which is like going into the main part of who we are as a country.
National security.
Yes. And how they actually gather their information, which means they can do that themselves based on these reports. Well, communism. You're looking at communism out of Russia. You're looking at Saul Alinsky. We talk about the rules for radicals all the time. That's communism, where they're wanting to promote socialism and communism. And then you look at all the racial tension going on in America. It's like, our own leaders are doing things that causes people to be divided from their own community. And listen to this word. I mean, it's coming, you know, from a King James version of the word, but listen to it and realize halfway through it, you're going to start hearing some exciting things. But listen to the first part, because he's talking about potentially what could be this very day. And it lines up with Matthew 24 when God says these things will happen. But let's take a look.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. The Spirit of God moved upon me. The voice of God spoke unto me and said, come up hither, son of man. And I went, as it were, up into the air and stood with him, the head of the church, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in the air. And as I looked down upon the ground, I could see as a mount laid out before me the entire nation, all of the states of the continental United States. And as I looked, he said, behold, son, and I shall show you that which shall come to pass. And that which the eyes of many shall see, and they shall remember that their ears heard, that it shall come to pass. For there came a dark hand up out of the ocean, from the east, even the Atlantic Ocean. It came up out of the sea as a hand, and as it rose up into the air, it became a dark cloud, and it filled the whole atmosphere. And yea, it swept in them like a storm from sea. And I said, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, what's the meaning of this? And he spake unto me and said, Son, that is the darkness of atheistic communism that is sweeping across the nation, even in the minds of men in high places and politicians with great power. And this nation shall not grow more strong, and ye shall never have more liberty than you have now, but liberties that you've known, as you have seen them seized, shall be seized and shall be taken from you. And I looked again, and I could see upon the mountain a blot, as though a bottle of ink had been spilled, and it spread out over several states in the south and east. And then I looked and I could see spots splotched all over the map. And I said, Lord, what meaneth this? And he said, communistic inspired hatred among races shall cause greater turmoil than your nation has seen heretofore. Yea, it is not the will of God, but men's hearts are perverse. They walk without the love of God and seek to have their own way. And so it shall be worse than you have seen. And I said, O Lord, is there a remedy? Is there a remedy? What shall the answer be? And he said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. And then I said, O Lord, do we have nothing to look forward to in the future except the darkness, the blackness, war, destruction, evil? And then he said, Son of man, forget not your text, for you look at the thing not seen. And so then I looked into the spirit realm, and I saw falling upon that mouth a ball of fire from heaven. The closer to the earth, the bigger it got. And then when it came to the earth, it divided into small balls or sparks of fire and fell upon men. And I saw an army of men rise up. And it seemed as though their hands were fire. And they sat upon their heads a tongue of fire. When I first saw it, I thought their whole head was a head of fire like their hands. But it was a tongue of fire. Tongues of fire leaping. And I said, what meaneth this? And he said, before the worst shall come, and the day of darkness shall come, there shall those who will go who shall carry the fullness of my truth and the fire, not only to the states of this nation, but to many other places. For there is a work that must be done first spiritually before the Lord shall come. Now prepare ye your hearts, for the time is at hand, and the beginning is now. And ye shall see, and ye shall know, for the hand of the Lord's upon you, and many others, to be used in these last days, and the work shall progress.
So we're looking at, you know, this prophetic word that was given in 1963, but now we're looking, we're going to get back from this break, we're going to talk about how truly
people who were influenced by socialism and communism, who's now in leadership, is involved in turning this nation, that those things are happening. You're watching people who weren't divided, divided because of our leaders and people they associate with funding those divisions and that strife, and it's happening as we speak. And things like, you know, will there be this kind of liberty again? I mean, we really, and you hear about Dmitry Dudeman and what's taking place with the prophetic word over America. We need to really come alert. But the last part of that, we want to talk about where a great revival begins to happen and the fire of God begins to fall down and begin to burn the hearts of men. But join us after the break. First, I have this offer for you. Did you know it's partners just like you who partner with VFN TV that makes this show possible? We want to thank you for partnering with us. As a matter of fact, for your partnership of any amount, we have an offer for you. It's offer 2012, God's response to the cry of his people in our life storms. We're seeing storms hit us today from every side, threats against the church, threats against society, threats against our leadership, dividing our homes, dividing our communities. But you know what? There is something that we can do. This is something that we learn from King Hezekiah, and we even learn from the Apostle Peter. We can cry out to the Lord. Today's offers, offer 2012, in this storm that you're seeing every day on your television, let me tell you something, maybe even your own neighborhood, God has an answer for you. God responds to the cry of his people in our life storms. Offer 2012 for your partnership of any amount whatsoever. Become a partner at VFNTV.com and click on partner now, or you can mail us at VFN TV 6500 Pensacola Boulevard 32505, or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's 844-408-3688. That is offer number 2012.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How do you handle traumatic events? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller. Dr. Walt Larimore describes a tragic situation and the different ways he and his wife Barb processed the difficult news.
Five or six of the staff were killed, and a couple of others were in the hospital in the ICU. And when we heard that, my response to that was I just needed some time to pray about it, to process it. Barb called her best friend Penny, and we used to get mad about that. Like, why can't she talk to me? Why does she have to talk to Penny? Or why does he go away? Why can't he talk to me? Now we understand that.
Well, it helps to be aware of how God designed men and women, because we do handle life's difficulties in different ways. And rather than letting those differences irritate you, it's best to learn to understand and then appreciate them. Dr. Larimore has more to say right now at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody. There's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN.
VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, that was a flashback hearing 1963, Thus and Thou and Speaketh, These and stuff. And it's good. It's a good version. But the, it was a conversation. Anyway, so what he's talking in the prophetic word was that our leaders, people in leadership, would be embracing communism, the concepts of communism, socialism, communism, and they would be funding and fueling racial division in the nation. You know, and it's happening as we're seeing right now. It's happening as we speak. I think about, you know, George Soros, which is reportedly refunding a particular organization. You know, that Hillary Clinton's daughter got married at his daughter's house. I mean, this like one big, I think they're all in the, it's just all in the family or something. And then with, you know, the giving shout outs back and forth from the other particular person back from Putin to whatever. Like, what are we doing? What happened to the day that? But then he talks about, and this is, I think, the best of times and the worst of times are going to be going on. So you don't focus on these difficult times are happening to soften man's heart, to get them to look up for a chance for them to be saved and not be separated from eternity from God. We are the ones that that cry out to God and repent for our own sin, but we say, God, here, I want to be used by you in this time. Lord, use me to share the good news with other people. And one particular prophetic thing the Lord showed me was that in this prophetic dream, I'm standing on this roof of a house, and it has so many people, just a multitude of people. You can't see it's all the way around. You can't see the end of the crowd. And it wasn't like there was some great message being preached or that type of thing. God had already prepared their hearts to come to him. All I had to say was, come. It reminds me of Bill Johnson talking about the time, the season, during his historical moves of God, that he said you could just basically say hopscotch or something, and people just get saved. How do I get saved? When God begins to move on a people's heart, and that's what I saw. The question I asked myself at that time was, you know, can we absorb this? Because it's just, it's bigger than your building. It's bigger than you could think. And of course, I'm like, what am I thinking? Yes, whatever. But God has given us the wisdom since then. I mean, think about this. Imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church. We got to change what we're doing if that's going to happen. Listen to Rick Joyner talk specifically about that.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. The evangelism is going to happen. Evangelists are getting anointed. This is going to happen. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. We need hundreds of thousands of people equipped right now to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to lay a solid foundation in new believers' lives. What I'm saying is we've got to fulfill the Ephesians 4 mandate to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement, and we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where he is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
the best of times and the worst of times. Times that are going to test men's souls. But your soul is what you give to God. Well, God saves your soul. And that's the whole thing about it. The decision is going to be very clear. You're either with him or you're against him. And to be with him, if God is with you, then who could be against you? Because you win. You have eternal life in God. But even the young children are being touched. I'm telling you, simultaneously, while you're seeing some of these evil plots and things and darkness go on, children are beginning to be moved by the power of God. As a matter of fact, look at these young children, this young girl praying for the adults in her church gathering. Take a look.
Come on. Well, tonight I'm going to be preaching about receiving the blessings. So how many of you guys know what an umbrella does? It blocks the rain from touching you. How many of you guys know what a funnel does? It receives the rain. And the rain is the blessings. And how many people in here want some blessings? You could count my foot in too. Like in 1 Kings 18:41, it says, I hear the abundance of rain. I hear the abundance of rain. I hear the abundance of rain. The rain won't stop until you receive it. Rain won't stop until you receive it. Now, the other day I was at the pool. And I was praying for my friend, my next door neighbor. And I had my funnel open, so I was receiving a lot of water. And so when I prayed for him, he started speaking in tongues. I went like, speak. And he just went, brashakarabababa. How do I stop this brashakarabababa? I'm like, you can't. That's when you start laying your hands on other people and saving them and bringing them to the kingdom of God. And when you feel the presence of God, time goes by so fast. You're like, oh, no, a little longer, please. No, please. But if you're, like,
come on,
not enjoying this, you'll be like, another hour. Oh, my God.
That's amazing. The young girl, get in touch with the fire of God, the word of God, relationship with the Lord. And the one thing the Lord has shown us, and that's what we hear. We hear the sound of rain. You think about it. We're not here to tell you the end is here.
Yeah.
We're here to tell you the end of what you know is here, but the beginning of an awesome move of God is coming on the face of the earth. It won't happen like you think it probably will happen. It won't fit in what you think it'll fit. But if you're willing to receive whatever God wants to do, ever how he wants to do it, you can be a part of what God is going to do. And one thing that we've done at the VFN Dream Center is prepare for that. We've been preparing for that day. And if we're doing the very same thing, one of us is relevant, right?
That's right.
When God begins to prepare, he has a thing that he has done, which is him, and we need to honor it. But when he begins to do a new thing, when he begins to establish a new thing, put streams in a desert place, we have to say, you know, do I want to be a part of the old or the new? What, God, what are you doing? And God, the report is over a billion young people will come in the harvest that's ahead of us.
That young lady reminds me of a vision I had, night vision, where this young teenage girl was sharing, just like this young girl, real brief. And after she shared, it was in a pretty big stadium or gathering, auditorium of sort. She began to start laying hands on people to pray for them, and just, you know, one by one, I'm looking at this take place, and I go, well, that's nice, you know. Then all of a sudden, she got to about the fifth person and prayed for them. And, I mean, an entire row fell like dominoes.
Wow.
And the camera panned all the way back. And it was at that point I could see the depth and how large this place actually was. But I would say at least 25 to 50 people just fell right over just on the power of God.
So she's saying, I was receiving rain, yeah. lots of rain, the power yeah. of God. She went and spoke and prayed to over this guy. Instantly,
absolutely.
He received the baptism. And all of a sudden, she said, now you go do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing is going to come.
Yeah.
And what's going to need to happen, of course, is discipleship. They're going to need mothers and fathers in the world, people that already have become a disciple of yeah. Jesus Christ, not a religious person, but a person that's a disciple and wants to be there like a spiritual mother or father mm-hmm. to them in the context of that. But that's coming. It's coming. And right down during this time, reportedly, according to Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord, this would be the time that God would be gathering those mothers and fathers, those ones who will be there for this billion soul harvest.
Harvest of
in.
Harvesters, right?
A harvest of harvesters, which is so exciting to be able to think about that. But yeah. you know, coming up on September the 11th, on 2016, in Pensacola, Florida, on the Gulf Coast, they're going to be doing what they did in the year 2000, and in the year 2000. You know, we went to different churches from church to church and prayed with the people in that gathering and just kind of carried their burden and did that for quite some time. And eventually we ended up at the Bayfront Auditorium, which was the Pensacola Civic Center there. And it was just a powerful gathering. And you know, it was great unity. It's a place that God says it's the commanded blessing. Well, now more than ever, we need that. Well, that's what's going to be happening on September the 11th. Sunday night, it's at the Bay Center. And first we're going to go to 2000, and we're going to watch, actually it was me at this particular point. Several of us were praying. I was praying as a former law enforcement officer, asking, repenting for racial profiling. Racial profiling is where you would pull over a car based on their race, not because they committed a crime or something suspicious, that type of thing. And the Lord laid on my heart when we were gathering as ministers is to somebody need to be able to repent for racial profiling for law enforcement that was taking place in the nation in 2000. And they turned back at me and says, it needs to be you. And so next thing you know, here I am on the stage doing this. But the very same day that this was happening, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son was marching on the mall with the very same thing. And it's just hearing God and what's going on. But listen to the cry of people's heart in 2000. We're going to end with what's going to happen in September the 11th, 2016. And you want to be a part of that, but realize this issue is still here today, all these years later. We need to be able to deal with it under the grace of God. Mm. Let's go there now.
Father God, Father God, Father God. Oh, Father God. Lord, I grew up in this community, Lord. And we're reaping even from my own sin when I was in the world, Lord. Forgive me for my sin in this world. I was in law enforcement for 10 years in this community. We were praying the other day, and the Lord laid on my heart. He says, you need to stand in the gap and repent for the profiling that's taking place in this community. Nobody knows what it's like to have your boy just walk down the street, just normal like any other boy, but he's profiled and he's judged. God said, I looked and looked for a man to stand in the gap, and I couldn't find one. Well, I'm here.
Amen.
And I'm standing in the gap right now. And I ask you to stand in the gap tonight. I'd like to repent. You know, as a father gets excited about trying to protect his home, sometimes he goes overboard with his authority. And the very ones he's trying to protect, the rights he's trying to protect, he violates. Oh, God, would you forgive the law of this land for all the fathers that were shamed in front of their wives and their kids as if they did something wrong and they did nothing wrong? For all the sons that walked down the street, but they didn't know if somebody pointed a finger at them because of judging, profiling, that his life could have changed forever. I want to repent for you as a former law enforcement officer, now a pastor in this community. I want to be humble before you. I want to ask you for your forgiveness. Can I get on a knee before you and repent before you? Would you forgive the law enforcement, the sheriff, and all of his men? Would you forgive the police officers and all of their men?
for the ladies that had to watch their children taken off, knowing nothing was done wrong, but they were profiled. And nobody knows this unless you're a man of color or if you're a woman of color. Nobody understands this, but you understand it. And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement. Would you forgive us?
Yes. For every child had to sit in the car and see their father humiliated. For every mother had to go to the jail and plead to the judge. Right now, on behalf of those families that have been unjust, I stand before you now and we receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly, and we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Today, we want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.